the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Another R. Kelly accuser is coming forward and speaking out about the abuse she allegedly suffered from the singer while speaking to CBS this morning. Lanita Carter, who until now was an anonymous accuser in Kelly's criminal sexual abuse case, says she was his hair braider for 2 years and was abused by him.
Do you feel like this is a moment for you where you get to tell your truth and people will listen?
This is a release. I've been carrying this since 2003. I have had to sit on a public bus and watch public conversation. Did you hear about what they did with R. Kelly? They need to leave that man alone. And I can't stand up for myself. When I finally realized, I don't want to be this victim. I don't want to be a part of this.
She explained why she's kept quiet since 2003.
I do not have that clip. I apologize for that.
You don't?
I do not have that clip.
Okay. She basically just said that, it was tough. She was dealing with it, and she just didn't want to stay quiet anymore. She thought it was too important at this point with everything coming out that she really did need to speak up, and she's glad that she has. Panic at the Disco just broke a decade-old radio record by having their 15th consecutive week at the Billboard's Hot Adult Pop Songs radio airplay chart with their single High Hopes. That makes it the longest-leading number one song this decade. Maroon 5's Girls Like You previously held the record at 14 weeks, and in past years, No Doubt, The Fray, and Santana all held the record as well at one point. Panic at the Disco is currently on tour in the UK. John Legend and an American Idol producer are teaming up to develop Love at First Song, a music competition dating show hybrid.
What?
Yeah, Love at First Song pairs two singers together and has them virtually rehearse a romantic duet before revealing themselves and their potential chemistry during a live performance. The couples then live together, practice together, perform, and compete together, but may swap partners in every episode for either love or music.
Remix.
The producer and John Legend will serve as executive producers. I think that sounds really good, actually.
I'll be interested to see how it actually works. I'll give it a few episodes to watch and see.
And this was really funny. So Snoop Dogg is on the brand new movie The Beach Bum with Matthew McConaughey. And Matthew McConaughey talked about how when they were filming one scene, they were supposed to have fake weed as a prop on set, but he realized after working with Snoop Dogg that may not have been the case.
So I show up that night and I know the scene, so I talked to the prop guy on set, and I said, look, I got my prop joints, which are oregano. I talked to Snoop, I said, these are my prop joints, oregano, because I know I'm going to be pulling. He said, yeah, I got that. So all of a sudden we go, do the scene. Right after the scene, I just feel like, man, I'm not sure that was prop. And I let go, and Snoop goes, yo, Moondog, that wasn't prop weed, that was Snoop weed.
I'm gonna die.
Coming up in less than an hour, actor Chris Evans says he's thinking about cutting ties with this celebrity for allegedly supporting Trump.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.